pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for girls basketball to a Region 5 semifinal action. And joining me, head coach of the Sioux Central Rebels, currently ranked number 4 in 2A, Casey Krager. And before we look at this postseason start for your team, talk us through the regular season in which you pick up 19 wins and 20 tries. It's a lot of winning, coach, during the regular season.
Yeah, we've really had a great year. I think it speaks to the volumes of the quality of the girls that we have and the amount of time that they put into it. I don't know that I'm any smarter of a coach this year than what I was last year, but the leadership that we have with the kids, the consistency that they played with, and just to the level that they played. I mean, they've really brought it every night. They're playing well. They're playing together. They're having a lot of fun, and so it's fun to coach a team like this.
You look at some of those games that you played this year, Estherville, Lincoln Central, you knock them off at your place. Newell Fonda is always a tough matchup. That's your only loss on the season, but you've also beaten teams like Pocahontas throughout the year as well. Anytime you can pick up a playoff win in there as well. Talk about those games specifically. You look at Estherville, the win, Newell Fonda, the loss, and then Pocahontas, the win in there as well, as some of the key games in the regular season.
Yeah, interesting. All of those games were before break. And so Estherville was a good win for us. Obviously, they were ranked number one when we played them and did a nice job. The girls really came out with a lot of intensity and played well that night. Then we had Newell Fonda on Friday, and credit to them. They really played well. They sped us up, and we were a little bit probably uncharacteristic of what we would have liked to have been, and that was a 10-point spread. But games like both of those, you learn a lot of things, and I think it really helps you for the postseason play like we're in now. So, you know, wins or losses, you probably learn more from your losses than you do your wins. So we've used both of those games to build on throughout the rest of the year, and then the Pocahontas game was a good one. They're a good foe, conference foe, and that game was our last game before we went to Christmas break, I believe. And they're a quality opponent, and we played well and found a way over there. So, just building off of all of the opportunities that we've had, and I think we've learned and grown as a whole group this year.
Chatting with head coach Casey Krager of the Sioux Central Rebels. And now, coach, give us some of your thoughts on the teams remaining in the Class 2A Region 5 Final Four, if you will. You've got you guys, Manson, Northwest Webster, who we'll talk about coming up. But on the bottom part of the bracket, number 14, North Union, and Pocahontas Area are the other two remaining in Region 5. A lot of quality teams left as the semifinals get played tonight.
Yeah, don't know a whole lot about North Union, and then obviously Manson and Pocahontas are in our conference. So right now we're just focused on Manson, and we want to take care of business here tonight to give ourselves a chance to play the winner of that Pocahontas and North Union game. But a little bit about them two teams, you know, they do have post presence on Pocahontas and North Union squad, and they have good guard play. And looks like both of them teams are scoring enough points to win games. So we're just going to focus on tonight before we look ahead, you know, and we'll worry about next Wednesday if it happens.
Now we look back at the beginning of this playoff run for your team. You knock off Kemper in the first round comfortably. What was working well for your team as 62-27 first round win over Kemper?
Yeah, honestly, everything was working on that night. A very respected Kemper team, and didn't know what we were going to see out of them. You know, they play in a tough conference, play a lot of bigger schools throughout the year, and I don't think their record was indicative of how good a team they were. But our girls are really tuned up, and they bought into the scouting report. We knew what was going to happen, and the girls were prepared and ready for it, and they really performed well. So 41 points in the first half was a season high for us, I believe. And the girls, yeah, they were just locked in and ready to go.
And now you move from that game to the matchup tonight. Talk a little bit about some of the, you know, maybe challenges that people wouldn't think about playing Manson Northwest Webster. You played them twice already this year. It's hard to beat a team three times in any season, but you haven't played them since the earlier part of December. That's the most recent game. Other than that, it was clear back in November. Talk about some of the challenges on that front.
Yeah, I think my message to the girls was, you know, they're probably a completely different team than what they were game one of the season, and then I think game seven of the season. So we're not taking much stock into what happened back on those two dates, but rather how they've been playing lately. And they've you know, if you look at some of the similar games of who we played and who they played, they've won a few of them games, and they've been in a lot of games too. So I don't think our girls are going to overlook them. They know it's tournament time and tournament season, and you just can't do that. So we do know their personnel, so that's reassuring. And I think we got a pretty good idea of what they're going to do tonight. So hopefully we can go out and execute, play our game, and give ourselves a chance.
You talked about it there, but what are some of the things you're hoping to see out of your team execution-wise as you look for win 21 on the season and 18th win in a row if you could get it done tonight?
Yeah, when the ball moves for us, we're really good and we're hard to guard. We've got some girls that can really score on this team, and so if we're swinging that thing side to side, it just makes us really hard to guard, and we can get some advantages, whether it be on the wing or with girls penetrating and cutting in the lane. So we're going to try to use our athleticism and our ability tonight, and then we're going to try to get them sped up. Obviously, we like to press, and hopefully the press will be good for us, get some steals and some easy buckets, and hopefully we can use our energy and put together a full complete game.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate the coverage. Thanks, Jonathan.
And that was head coach Casey Krager of the Sioux Central Rebels. We'll continue with more pregame coverage. It's right after this on Mix 101.7.